Hey, dude, you're kind of creeping me out just standing there. Doesn't matter what I'm doing here. I'm not bothering anyone, so why don't you be a good boy and leave me alone, huh? I've had a rough night. I'm not really in the mood to talk to anyone right now. Please leave me alone. I can't really make you leave the park, but can you just not talk to me anymore? No, me and my parents get along really well, actually. That's a weird question to ask someone straight out the gate. Why would I run away from my own apartment? Well, after the night I had, I really needed some fresh air. You're calling the cops? Why? Is there a mugging happening or something? Huh? What do you mean I'm too... Ah, son of a bitch. It's happening again, isn't it? Little girl? I'm 25, asshole! 25! See? I shouldn't really be getting mad. It's not your fault. I do look really, really young for my age. It just gets really frustrating. Yeah, I still get stopped by truant officers on their way to work. I always show them my work ID and driver's license so they apologize and leave me alone. But the whole fiasco makes me late for work sometimes. And when I go out with friends, some bars and clubs outright reject me because they think I'm a fake or something. Yeah, my clothes are so childish looking. I've grown fond of them. Hell, I think they're pretty cute. But I would like to find some things that were my size that looked more grown up. But it's really hard to find clothes like that when you're only 4'8". Oh, and dating. Oh god, I haven't had a successful date in almost 2 years. A couple of the guys I went out with were super paranoid about being seen out with me. There was this one guy a friend of mine set me up with, one of the blind date thingies. Apparently, she used pictures that made me look older than I was. Snapchat can work wonders sometimes. I was supposed to meet him at the park, so he parked around the curb and I spotted him and waved. He looked at his phone, and then me, and drove away. He chewed my friend out, saying that I looked like a fucking kid. The worst was last weekend. It was a guy I found on Tinder a while back, and we really hit it off. After a few weeks of dating, we decided to meet. He was so nice. Took me to a movie and then to this really extravagant restaurant. It was going so well. Until the cops came in, burst right into the restaurant, forced him to the ground, and hauled him away. And that left me with the $300 bill. The cops explained to me what was going on and asked if I was okay and that we should contact my parents and get me home until I showed them my ID. They were super embarrassed and started to apologize and all that. Come to find out, he was a huge pedophile. A whole lot of illegal porn on his computer and phone. Apparently, I was the closest thing to a child that he could get legally. I felt like shit after that. I was just some creep's best legal option. I took the week off work and just sobbed about it. Oh, tonight? Nothing with my age. I just got stood up. I know it's not big, but it still sucks. So, yeah, that's my sad, sad life in a nutshell. And no, I'm not looking for pity. I have plenty of ways of comforting myself. I like to drink away the pain with beer that I have to have my friends pick up for me. I don't know. I'm in the mood for a cold one, but I've only known you for, like, a few minutes. I know, I've been on a blind date. Well, not really. It was with a friend of a friend, and she would have known where I would be at all times. I guess you get lonely too, huh? Well, if we go to my place, I might be a bit more comfortable. And just because I'm short doesn't mean I can't kick your ass if you try anything funny. I take Taekwondo. Come on already. I want to get tipsy and forget about that asshole who stood me up. Let's go! You know, you're not really such a bad guy. In fact, you're one of the nicer guys I've met in a little while. That must sound kind of sad, right? You know, you're a pretty handsome-looking dude. Your girlfriend must be really lucky to have a guy like you. I'm not interfering between the two of you, am I? Would she be mad that I invited you over to Hain? Okay, good. I might be a lot of things, but a homewrecker is definitely not one of them. Do you think I'm cute? Like, want a date sort of cute? Sorry. I've made things super awkward, didn't I? The drinks might be getting to me. I'm so- Oh, really? Wow, you really think so, huh? Wanna spend the night with me? I was hoping you'd say yes. Can we call this a date? Even though it was out of nowhere and uneventful. You know, I really don't care for all that cute and sappy shit. I like to get right down into the dirty bits. Yeah. Wow, I love huge cocks and all, but this is just... Wow. It's a bit big, but definitely something I can handle. Does that feel good? It's been a while, but I'm doing my best. And your balls, they're just so heavy and full. You've been pent up for a little while, haven't you? It's okay. We're gonna empty it all out. Warned me that you were gonna come. I almost choked on it. You're lucky that you taste really good. I should really let you have it. I'm not mean. I just like to tease my partners a little. You're about to fuck me, so I think it's only fair that I get my little verbal punches in. Why are we still talking? It's about time we slip out of these clothes of ours. It's getting really... really hot in here. I know. Normal, sexier bras are nearly impossible to find in my chest size, so I go without and wear camisoles. Same thing with panties, but aren't they cute? I really love little character print panties like these, and they hug my butt so nicely, don't they? Okay, I'm ready for you. Giving you that blowjob made me really, really wet. Just thrust whenever you're ready. Oh, fuck. Oh, baby, yes. I'm fine. Don't worry, I just feel so stuffed. You don't have to hold back. I can take you. I can take all of you. Baby, you're already going so deep. I can feel your cock rubbing against my tight, sensitive walls, bottoming out inside my wet but shallow pussy. Look at him. My little body is bouncing up and down. It's craving that sweet, huge cock. Look at my titties. My little breasts bouncing up and down and up and down as you penetrate me. If other people saw what you were doing to me right now, see the way that you're fucking me, they might get the wrong idea. Fuck. I call you all sorts of names, but it's okay because I'm legal. Is my small body turning you on even more? Because I know you like me just for me. I really like you too. Oh, God, fuck. Are you gonna come? Do it. Let's come together. Come in me. Blast me with your cum, please. Please come for me. Come. Oh, fuck. I'm... It's been too long since I've been fucked like that. Good sex can put you in a good mood, huh? I really do like you a lot. We should do this again. And not just the sex, I mean. There'll definitely be loads of that too. But just hanging out and being together and going on dates and stuff. If you become my boyfriend, that is. Good. Wanna go again? Wait, feed me first. I'm a bit hungry.